So you have to be vaccinated to get into that hot new bar? There's an app for that. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, in for Molly Wood. More and more places are starting to require vaccines for work, school, or to get into concerts, bars, and restaurants in cities like New York and LA, which means we're going to need a way to prove vaccination. There's the paper card from the CDC everyone gets with their shots, but also digital vaccine passport apps. Lauren Weisinger co-wrote a paper for Brookings about vaccine verification systems. He says, we're starting to see these digital vaccine apps pop up in the U.S., but there's a lot of variation.
Some states have developed their own vaccination apps. California, for example, has an app. In other states, you actually have orders or laws against verifying vaccinations, Florida being one of them. And the problem here is what happens when someone from one state that, you know, might have an app or not, goes to another state where they require a different system. And in that case, we'll probably fall back to our paper COVID vaccination record cards.
What are some of the privacy and security concerns with these apps?
One concern is really about, yes, what happens when someone checks your vaccination record at the door of a concert or a restaurant or whatever it might be. Will there be a record somewhere of you being there? When we have a system that really goes more into the direction of being more interactive, you might see this, right? Which is obviously a huge privacy concern, and many people would be unhappy.
So from where you're sitting now, seeing how, you know, things are unfolding in the U.S. and abroad, how useful do you think these systems are going to be? Or do you think they will be maybe used for certain applications and not others? What's kind of your prediction?
So my prediction definitely is that when it comes to international travel, we will continue to see requirements to, you know, either be vaccinated or to be tested, or both of that, and those will be validated. When it comes to those apps being used kind of locally, I think this will not last as long, simply because as soon as enough people are vaccinated, there will be less of a need to really check everyone. Obviously, this prediction is for no further extremely worrisome variants popping up. If that were to happen, obviously, my prediction would go more into we will see more of this happening in the future.
So let's look at a, you know, optimistic viewpoint. Let's say we do reach a point where having, you know, these apps to show your vaccine status do become irrelevant. What could these kinds of apps, this kind of technology morph into? Could we see it stick around and have sort of different uses if a good chunk of the population is using it?
So I think these moves are already there. We, by the way, have looked at vaccination records in the past before. So it does not happen when you kind of travel within the US or, you know, some other countries. But in certain areas, right, you do need a yellow fever vaccine to be allowed in. So we do check these records, and we have checked them for a long time. And this is one of the things where I see some of the app developers going, where they're trying to turn this into a system for travel in particular, right, where it shows, oh, okay, you're fully up to date on your vaccinations, for example, and you go through. One I can think of is Clear, the company that offers biometric identification when you travel by plane. They are offering you to kind of put in your vaccination records as well. So I can see that a lot of firms would want to develop this into kind of a bit of a digital identity and other kind of relevant data wallets, a little bit like we have our boarding passes inside our phones, right? We will also have kind of our vaccination records in there. So when we go to a different country, for example, they can look them up and see, yes, okay, this person is fully vaccinated. Maybe ID cards, things like that. Some states have already started with kind of allowing you to put that in your phone as well. And I think this is really what a lot of the companies in this space are thinking about, right? To become this kind of identity provision system where this is not just about vaccines, but really about a lot of other things as well, kind of replacing the way we do identification right now.
Lauren Weisinger co-wrote a paper for Brookings about vaccine verification systems. He's a visiting cybersecurity fellow at Yale. He said one other concern with vaccine apps is access. You need a smartphone, internet, and some technical know-how to use them. And now for some related links. We've got a link to the full paper Lauren Weisinger wrote for Brookings on vaccine verification systems. He points out their adoption will really depend on how much trust the public has in the entities creating and issuing this tech. And we might get a preview of how that will go by looking at contact tracing apps. Many of these are based on code that Apple and Google released to help alert the public when they had contact with someone who tested positive for coronavirus. But they didn't really get great uptake, especially in the US. They have been a little more common in Europe, where Lauren Weisinger said there's also been more buy-in on the idea of digital vaccine passports. A part of the difference, he says, is the relationship people have with government there. But a separate paper from Brookings points to another difference. The European Union, and many countries within it, have much stronger data privacy laws than the US. And if you want a breakdown of the various digital vaccine verification systems in the US, there's one at MIT Technology Review. Just four states have them now: California, Louisiana, New York, and Hawaii, while more than a dozen states have banned the use of any vaccine credential, digital or otherwise. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.